What was your relationship like with Chip Kelly?
I thought we had a good relationship. Obviously, I was only here for a short amount of time, and so I think the relationship was constantly growing and growing, I think it was heading in the right direction, and I wasn't here that long, so I think, I thought it was good.
Did Chip seem like a guy that was open to changes based off of the feedback you would give him for your teammates?
He's had a lot of success at the things he's done, and, you got to give him credit for, those things, and obviously, he's dealing with, new people and type of different scenarios on different plays and whatnot. So, he was a head coach and he was making the choices he wanted to make for this team.
Are you surprised by the move?
No, this is my first time experiencing something like this. So, like I said, Mitchell Lewis is the head guy and, us as a team, us as a unit, we got to, all support him and, whatever he thinks is best for the team, we all agree.
Were you surprised or did you see
something? In this NFL, I don't think you can be surprised by anything that happens in the NFL.
He kind of didn't know what to do with you? I mean, he didn't know exactly.
No, just like I said a few minutes ago, he's had a lot of success in the things that he's done in the offense, so he was an offensive guy. He's had a lot of success with different types of running backs and things of that nature, and I just think schematically, there were some things that, we could have done different. Obviously, we all could have played better, and, it's not just one guy. It's a collective effort, when we've had the season we've had, not just offensively, defensively, special teams. So, every guy has to look himself in the mirror and try to get better.
Did you find him approachable as far as, if you weren't getting the amount of carries you thought you deserved, you can talk to him about that or no?
I'm a quiet guy. I think he was a quiet guy as well, I've never kind of, just from the past coaches I've had, they're a little bit more outspoken and things of that nature. But, you can't, compare him to anyone else. And, like I said, he's had a lot of success and, wish him nothing but the best.
Hey, DeMarco, what do you want in the next coach?
That's up to Mr. Lurie. Obviously, you want someone who has a strong work ethic and, definitely, someone who works extremely hard and has a connection with the players, mentally, emotionally as well. And I think whoever Mr. Lurie decides to choose, I think it'd be a great fit
for us. Are you expecting to be consulted on it?
That's above my pay grade. I'm just running back here to, play. That's up to them.
Your pay grade's pretty high.
It's way above my pay grade.
would you like to, I'm sorry, as Jeffrey Lurie has kind of talked to you since after, Chip was let go, have you met with him?
You've spoken with everyone.
Okay.
He spoke with everyone.
In the next coach and coordinator, you're hoping that they bring in someone who has a scheme that fits your skill set?
Yeah, obviously I would love a guy who's own scheme, outside stretch, and things of that nature. And like I said, whatever they decide to bring in, I think they're, and we got a lot of weapons on this team, so I think it's going to fit everyone.
Have you spoken to Chip since the time?
Yeah.
What was the conversation?
Between Chip and I.
I mean, did you kind of wish each other well and all that? And,
I spoke with him. Yeah.
How would you characterize your relationship?
I think I just answered that a couple minutes ago.
I'm sorry, I missed you. Later on.
At the same point, obviously you don't see anybody go, but do you feel like you have a fresh start in one way?
Yeah, you never wish anything bad upon anyone. Obviously this is, we're dealing with people's families and you gotta do things of that nature, but that's the nature of the business, it's our business, and at the end of the day, it's a bottom line business about wins, losses, and productivity. And so I think it's a fresh start for everyone. Obviously you get a fresh breath of air and just gotta make the most of the opportunity.
Mark, your role prepare for this part?
As human beings, you feel bad for people and you feel bad for certain situations, but at the end of the day, I know why I'm here. I think a lot of guys in this locker room know why they're here. So to a certain degree, you got to, kind of mourn for a day or two and kind of get over it and try to win a ball game. We got a good opponent and Giants coming up and, division rival.
What do you think of Pat Shurmur as a coach?
I think he's a great coach. Obviously, someone who's had success as an offensive coordinator and as a head coach, and I think he knows how to lead men, and I think he does a great job. He's done a great job throughout the course of the year at, talking to certain guys and calling plays throughout the course of the week and putting us in good position.
Do you think your chances of staying here are better now that Chip's not here?
Like I said, I signed I signed a 4 or 5 year deal, and you know, I think this is where I'll be. You know, it's up to those guys as long as they want to keep me. I'm willing to stay. So, you know,
Mark DeMarco, despite having a certain type of style that you'd been very successful running in Dallas, the scheme here essentially in terms of the running back changed the same. When you first were signed here, were you told that the offense would be geared more to your skill set, and then was it never really ultimately, you know, panned out to be that way?
Obviously, you know, I knew coming in this was the type of offense we were running. Obviously, I knew that we would have an opportunity to do some things that, you know, I was accustomed to doing, and you know, I think we did some of that, you know, but just the way this offense is, and you know, how many guys touch the ball and how fast we go, and it's kind of hard to, you know, put in different plays every week and have these guys who we've been working on for years and OTAs and whatnot to kind of come up with a different scheme every week. So just to match me. So I think, you know, this is, you know, this is the offense that we ran. I tried to do my best at it, and I think every guy did that as well.
Would you like to see less shotgun in a new offense?
Just it depends on who's the offensive coordinator. I think, you know, whatever the case may be, you know, I'm going to, you know, approach the game and work, you know, diligently to try to, you know, fit the scheme.
One common theory was that this offense is essentially the same as the one that you ran at Oklahoma. Is that accurate, or are there pitfalls to that argument?
Some similarities. Obviously, you know, there's a couple of things that, you know, is very similar, and there's some things that were different. But, you know, it was college and NFL is a lot different.